Hey, audio boo, it's getting close to midnight on a Sunday, the 21st of September, and I'm still on the Isle of Canna, and it's a very eerie place, really, because there's nothing here, and so part of me is just amazed at this amazing place, that there's nothing here, but I'm thinking if I had to live here, I think I'd get depressed. Because there's no connection to the land, no physical connection. We're like 25 miles out into the Atlantic. And, you know, the only connection is ferry, and it takes about two, depending on which ferry you take, between 2 and 4 hours to get to the mainland. And there's only one or two ferries a day, and there's some days that there's no ferry. And so I think if I had to live here, I'd get really depressed. You know, there's no supermarket or anything. There's a shop, and the shop is really cool because it's like based on an honesty system. So basically, you can go into the shop. It's open 24/7. It's quite enterprising, really. It's open 24/7. There's things, you know, there's maybe milk, bread, and crisps, and chocolates, and toothpaste, and things like that. Nothing that you can actually cook or anything like that. You take what you want, and you have two choices. You can either write down in a book what you took and leave cash there, or you can PayPal them the money. So I got a cup of tea from there and PayPal'd them a pound, which I thought was pretty cool. It's all kind of like an honor system, which I like. I like that ideal, but yeah. Anyway, this is not why I'm coming to you today. I won't talk so much about the island. I want to talk about a phenomenon that I've encountered a few times in my life, and I'm wondering whether it's just me, or whether other people with a disability, especially blind people, because that's a disability I know, have encountered this. And, you know, that is, do people expect us to do things without paying us for it, even though they would pay someone else? Now, I know musicians get it, because I'm also a musician, and I know in a lot of ways, music is considered a cheap product. In other words, oh, you know, you can volunteer and sing a few songs for us or whatever. Whereas, you know, if someone had a function and wanted to cater the function, they wouldn't dream of asking the caterer to you know, bring food for free. But it's okay to ask the musician to perform for free. And I think that's not unique to blind people. I think most of us as musicians have encountered this. But like I say, it goes even further than that if you're a blind person. And, you know, if you're a blind person, I don't know if people think you have no life, or if, you know, your time is less valuable than other people, or that you're that bored that you will just take the opportunity to do anything. Let me tell you a story. I won't mention names because the community is small, but I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, first of all, I may have mentioned it. In iOS 8, finally we have Hebrew speech, so voiceover works in Hebrew. It's quite a good speech synth, not bad at all. And so now blind people in Israel, those of them who don't speak English, can happily get an iPhone, because until now blind people in Israel kind of didn't have iPhones because they couldn't use Hebrew if they wanted to. Now, I don't really use Hebrew, and Hebrew is my second language rather than my first, so I can totally deal with no Hebrew on my iPhone. So that's why I had it for so long. But a lot of people in Israel put off buying it. And now they can finally start buying iPhones. So, of course, they're going to want apps translated. Now, a lot of mainstream apps, of course, have been translated. And they'll get a lot of them if they're accessible. But there are blindness-specific apps that, you know, have not been translated, or, you know, specialty things that we as blind people use that, you know, haven't been translated because there was no need. And so now finally comes the need to translate these apps. Now I have long, you know, there's this specific product that I've been using for a while. Was even beta testing it for a while, and I enjoy using it. I think it's it's not something I use every day, but excuse me, it's an app that I use. And I have said, you know, I've been in touch with the people who work on the product, and I've said, you know, if and when we get voiceover in Hebrew, I would be interested, if you would be interested in helping translate or helping work on the translation of this app into Hebrew, because I can. Now, I didn't say, you know, please let me do it and I'll do it for free or anything. But I said, you know, I'd be interested in doing it. I mean, if it's a question here and there, of course, I'm happy to do things for free as far as helping out. But I don't think that if there is a commercial product that sells for, you know, a certain price, which is not a cheap app, by the way, I don't think that I should be expected to translate it for free. You know, the developer is a very nice guy. And he said to me, are you still interested in now that you have Hebrew? I said, sure. So I get a lovely email tonight. And it says, basically, I can offer you free downloads for your friends as compensation. And I was shocked. I was like, first of all, I paid for the app. Even I paid for the app, just like anyone else. And how does free downloads as compensation benefit me? I already have the app. If I give my friends free downloads, that means that they benefit, but I don't benefit. And apart from all that, it's quite a bit of work to translate apps because you have to translate every single thing that the user sees. So if there are certain types of, you know, sentences or certain types of feedback that comes through or answers, every single contingency has to be accounted for. So translating, especially the first time, is quite involved. You know, it's not 5 minutes of work. It could be hours and days of work. And I just don't understand why people think that it's okay to even ask. You know, to not, especially if you're developing something that you yourself are making money from. Like you're selling something. This is not a charity. You're not giving it away. You're selling something for money. You make money out of it. I don't know how much, but you still make money. And you expect someone to just to do things like this for free. And I think it's just the whole concept, the whole grasp of it seems really wrong to me. You know, our skills, translation is a valuable skill. People pay a lot of money to have that service. I'm not saying I'll take millions or thousands or anything like that, but, you know, I wouldn't, but, you know, some compensation for the time and effort and the fact that I have this skill, I think is not too much to expect. And to basically offer this, so I had to write and say, I'm sorry, I cannot. I can't afford to do this job for free, you know. But for me to even have to say that embarrasses me and really actually makes me not want to do it at all, because I feel like already I'm not respected. So I don't know. I'm just wondering whether anyone else has seen this kind of behavior and, you know, what you've done about it, or whether you think this is something that exists, or is it just in my mind, or, you know, I'm just wondering about your experiences with that stuff. So that's basically my question. If you've noticed that people think that it's okay to ask blind people to work for less or for nothing. And, you know, and is it an unreasonable thing to say, no way, you're paying me, dude. You know, and you're going to have to pay me a good price because, you know, and if that means someone else does it for free, then that's fine. I don't care, but I just think my time is worth something. All right, I'll stop going on about this. Just wanted to know what you all thought. I know some of you had sent me direct messages, especially after the encounter last week at London Bridge, and I did get them, and I'm sorry I haven't responded yet, but I will get back to each and every one of you. Just need a bit of time. That's it. Thanks, guys.